back at the beginning times, try to agree to help people, and particularly human people I'm talking about now. Fire appeared in human life. Sometimes it's so deep, discovered or domesticated, but eventually fire offered itself to us. Like other animals, we needed fire as the antidote to the mind, which we were given at the same time. You know, getting away with the self and creating lots of kinds of problems for us. Human beings are the unique animal that lives by the fire. Say that's the very only animal that needs it. But fire introduced a number of practical advantages, you know, which we needed because we weren't gifted with fur and stuff like that, so we still keep warm and cold and give us light in the darkness. The ability to cook our food. Said that each one of them was a not just a representation of, but a presence of one of the four great gifts that the fire provides in human life. Now we don't remember all of them, but just briefly, one of them, namely the Kapal, related to the energy and welcome. So far as I know, I have experienced that the presence of fire is universal throughout humanity, and especially in ritual practice. Because, you know, fire is interested in helping us out, and helping us out in a way that can really help, which is to find a way back to the beginning of life. So, setting, like this, other ritual settings, draws upon this capacity the fire has to protect us. You can say, well, where do I get that, or what is it about? And something, and I just say, well, it's part of the nature of it. Fire is particularly, you might say, interested in giving us special protection in ritual conditions. And just like I was talking about earlier today, you know, I said, well, can you go back to the life that you left when you came here? You know, you want to be going back to a life that society lives, which is largely antithetical to what heart and fire is all about. Connection, warmth, joy, relationship, and so forth. So, you might say, in a ritual setting, which is designed to give us that warmth and that joy and that connection and that relationship and so forth. It's important, it's very important that that space be protected. Because, again, I don't say this in the way of fear-minding, which is to say, okay, just tell me like it is. Because there are other forces that are interested in defeating that. Fire is interested in nurturing and protecting this space so that we can receive the blessings that are there to be received. So it's just part of the nature of fire. It's part of what fire leads to the providers way back at the beginning. So, you know, saying, I don't understand what's this thing about protection of fire. In a way, it's kind of like asking the question, how come fire was hot, or how come fire ask us, why are we here for this? It's just an enabler. So that may not be a totally satisfactory answer to the mind, but I just wanted to add that part in. Of course, even part of that isn't consecrated, still has